Jim McGuinness, a 1-1 here in Breffni Park. Listen, you had chances in the second half to kill off that game. How do you sum it up?
Delighted, to be honest with you. Tough place to come, and we had a tough battle tonight. And Cavan, in fairness to them, put it up to us, asked a lot of questions. They were very physical. Their own kick out was working incredibly well in the first half. We couldn't get our hands on the ball. You know, that turned a bit, I think, in the second half, when maybe it was five out of their 12 kickouts, and that made a big difference. Michael Langan went in there, settled that area down, and then Kieran Thompson going in to help him as well. Kieran Thompson did very well. He broke very well. He caught a couple of very important balls, and then that gave us platforms to go forward and kick the ball over the bar. So our own kickouts we were happy with. You know, that gave us a platform all game. Cavan asked a hell of a lot of questions of us.
Yeah, and just a question on the referee. He sort of played his part in this game today. There's a few questionable decisions there, so there was, Jim, and we could see maybe at times that you were frustrated on the line with it.
Listen, I don't want to go there. It's his first game. That's what I understand. It's his first inter-county game, and a lot of pressure on. Listen, anybody going into a new environment on a first day, it's not an easy place to be, and so I think the context has to be there as well. You know, I think probably from our point of view, there was a lot of things that we were sort of making, points we were making, you know, to the linesmen that weren't being relayed, and I think there could have been more done there to help the referee in that regard, and sort of communicate with him more. But listen, you know, I'm not going to pour cold water on a man's first night out. We've all been there, and it's not easy. And you know, I think there was no malice or bias if any decisions were sort of questionable. And so, you know, listen, and best of luck to him moving forward.
Yeah. How do you think Donegal absorbed the pressure there towards the end of the game?
Really well, actually. Really well. That's probably the most pleasing part. You know, we looked leggy tonight in periods, and we made a lot of changes, and maybe there's a lot of lads there that haven't been in up to this point, and so the energy levels weren't really there. And we, you know, personnel and knowing your job, you know, that has an impact on it as well. But the big positive was we knew what the wind that Cavan had and sort of the energy that they were going to bring, and they were playing on the edge, like Cavan were playing on the edge. You know, they were going straight to the edge and they were staying there on the tackle and all that, and that asked a lot of questions of our lads. So it was great that they just held their composure and sort of and seen the game out. You know, Ryan McEwen, particular, I thought in their last 15 was excellent in that regard, and wanting the ball and looking to get on it, and Keelan McGonigal and stuff. So no, listen, I said last week, and maybe some of you didn't believe me, but I said last week that this time of year it's very up and down, and you know, you're not going to kick 120 every day, that is for sure. And you know, every game is so different, and you're looking at things and people and personnel and everything. So from our own point of view, we're delighted. You know, we came away from home, we got a 1-point victory against a team that'll ask a lot of questions of anybody that arrives here.
There's a break here now, so there is. Is it a welcome break given the amount of work that you guys have put on as a group over the last couple of months?
I think so, yeah. No, I think so. I think definitely, you know, we'll take them down now on Tuesday night and look to get them replenished and, you know, make it more tactical or, you know, just recover them fully and then, you know, try and freshen them again and go again, because there's another couple of tough games coming on the horizon with two Ulster teams in the future.
What did you make of Fermanagh yesterday?
Fermanagh, listen, I know Kieran Donnelly very well. I was in college with him, and they were very organised, very well tutored, if you like. Everybody knows what they're doing. A bit like Cavan as well. They're very good on their own kickouts, and they're very dogged on their own kickouts. And if you get into a tussle with them there, normally teams lose in that situation. So, you know, it's going to be a battle, you know, and we know that. We understand that. But, like, Cavan came up from Division 3 last year, so did Fermanagh, you know, and you know, Cavan will feel that you know, they had a big part in this game, and Fermanagh are on 3 points, so you know, that says a lot for the work that the men that's in charge are doing.
How big a concern is Owen Byrne Gallery limped off there just before half time?
Listen, it's always a concern when you lose a player. Like, you know, we've been trying to manage him as best we can. He did have a niggle for a number of weeks in that area, in the adductor area in his groin, and he was through that, and he was out of the way of that. I think just it was unfortunate the way the tackle happened. You know, his knee got caught on the ground, and then he, you know, the guy went through him and behind, and so it just kind of jammed it on him.
It looked worse than what it turned out.
Well, I hope so, Oisin. Like, you know, we don't know, like, until we probably get him scanned. We'll have to get him scanned, but fingers crossed that, you know, it's not too bad, and, you know, it's another couple of weeks or whatever it is, and he can get back on the field again soon, because he's important. He's very important.
Just finally from me, what's the latest in the rest of the injury, guys? Will we see a few more of them back now for Fermanagh?
We should. Yeah, Kieran Moore tonight. You know, probably could have played. We didn't play him. You know, Padraig Mogan as well got a hairline fracture in one of his fingers that put him out for tonight. He'd be fine. You know, so there's a number of them, and there's a number of them as well that are working away in the background that are edging closer all the time. And we need that because it, like, tonight it felt a bit like, you know, you're flogging the same players all the time in many respects, and we just needed to be able to freshen it tonight, probably even more so in the starting lineup and earlier in the game. But you know, that's the way it is, and so we will have to try and get everybody moving now in the next couple of days.